Welcome, everybody, to the Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun. And, you know, on the Strip, you've got your big name headliners, your superstars playing residencies. Everybody knows their name. And then you have many more musicians, singers, performers, artists who are local Las Vegas artists. They live here. They call Vegas their home, even if they are most frequently seen performing on the Strip somewhere inside of a giant casino resort. They are part of the Vegas entertainment family. And my interview today is with one of those local artists, Cameron Calloway, one of my favorite R&B soul singers anywhere, not just here in Las Vegas. He's played at a bunch of Strip venues, but he's also played a lot downtown and all over the valley and all across the country as his career has blossomed in the last few years. He even played the Life is Beautiful Festival a few years back. I checked in recently with Cam to talk about his new song, China Blue, and what inspired that, and all about the new music that he's working on and so much more.
Well, I've been interviewing a lot of Strip headliners and entertainers for these podcast shows, and I know that that description might not best apply to you. You've become a pretty recognizable force in the local music scene, but there's a moment that's kind of frozen in time for me that made me a fan of yours forever, and it happened on the Strip. It was like 3 years ago, and I was down in New York, working on something, and just stepped outside, and there weren't a lot of people out there that day. It was a December afternoon, but you were out there playing and singing, doing the, you know, just you and a mic and a guitar out on that Brooklyn Bridge area on the Strip, doing some Bob Marley and some Roberta Flack, and it was just kind of perfect. That's my Cameron Calloway touchstone right there. It's in my head forever.
Man, dude, it's being here in Vegas, man, is beautiful. I've appreciated it and felt more in love with it the past 2 years for sure. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Remind me, are you born and raised in Las Vegas? I know you pretty much grew up here, but I can't remember if you were born here.
No, I was born in Long Beach. And then I was born in 89, and then me and my fam moved out here in 92. And been here in Vegas ever since. So had a chance to see the city, like, change, really, from the how it was in the 90s to where it is now. I remember a lot of things to do, too, as a kid. Did you grow up here, too?
Yeah, my family moved here in 1987. I was about 10 years old, so... Yeah, pretty much grew up here.
Did you guys ever go down to the theme park at MGM?
Yeah. I'm super old, dude. That thing was still there when I was in high school. That's how old I am.
I always talk to people who've grown up here about that specifically. Because it was such a cool thing to have on the Strip, man. Nowadays... it's changed. It's not really. I mean, I haven't seen too many like family things to do on the Strip. Even just going back to the pirate show at Treasure Island, that was a really cool thing too. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see things change, especially the city.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be interesting to see how those kinds of things change going forward too after this. Maybe Vegas will change its ways a little bit more to evolve with the times, right?
But Vegas, I think we're in good hands. I think we'll find a way to bounce back for sure.
Yeah. So do you think that your time in Las Vegas, growing up in Las Vegas and being exposed to like the entertainment, that big Vegas entertainment everybody knows about, do you think that aspect of life here has influenced you as a creative person and kind of your formation as a musician?
I have to say yes. I think getting a chance to, first off, see the different types of performers here you know, anywhere from Cirque du Soleil to like a Matt Goss to, you know, Frank Moreno, like a bunch of fantastic performers. I think being exposed to that and kind of seeing, you know, the nightlife and the lights and everything, they have a cool little appeal. And then, you know, getting a chance to kind of walk through the casinos and see different people at lounges and bars and performing really well, man. You know, performing, like, just them owning the stage, I think that has been definitely influential in me finding myself. And then, you know, one of my favorite parts about Vegas is just, it's a big melting pot, man. There's so many different, you know, races here, and I appreciate that. I appreciate seeing different kind of cultures here, man, because it makes me want to tune in and continue to find myself more as a person and a performer, too.
You've played a lot of different kinds of venues around town and in other cities, too. Where were your last live gigs at? Where were you playing at most recently, right before the shutdown?
I think the last out-of-town gig I had might have been Portland, I think. I played down at Portland State University, and then had a house show down there too. I think that was the last time I performed out of town, and then I was actually gearing up to play the Treefort Music Festival in Boise, and then everything happened and that got, you know, rescheduled.
As far as live performances, were you kind of focused on getting out of town as much as you could? And
yeah, man, I was trying my best, and I think a lot of artists do this, you know, with but you know, especially with making original music, you play your hometown, which is fantastic, but you want to try and continue to expand your music. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a music business, so you want to we're trying to continue to like expand our business by traveling and playing for new audiences and trying to, you know, gain a fan base elsewhere. You know, streaming nowadays does help with that part.
When you play in Las Vegas, does Vegas want you to play more covers and stuff like that versus when you go on the road, is it more about your own music?
That's a good question, man. That's something I'm still trying to figure out. Because, I mean, I don't know, I guess if we're going to talk about Vegas, I think I have to say yes. I have to say yes, that playing covers is a lot more appealing to, I guess, people who visit the city.
Sure.
But I mean, there's a good audience here in the city who appreciates art, you know, from the individual. I just feel like maybe I'm only speaking from my experience. Maybe there's still an appeal for something outside of the city, you know, trying to see if that makes sense here. But I think essentially, yes, you know, essentially, yes, the cover scene is always more appealing. So I think out of folks from out of town and folks in town, too. So it is a little bit challenging. It is challenging. Yeah, you know, the more I think about it, it is definitely challenging. Because people like, I personally feel like people like to hear something familiar, you know, or maybe somebody put a different spin on it. But again, I'm only talking about from personal experience. You know, some another artist could, you know, totally have a different perspective.
Let's talk about this new song, because this is the first new music that you've put out there in a while, right?
Yeah. It's been about 3 years since I put out some of my own music.
Yeah, what inspired this China Blue?
China Blue was inspired by a few things. Dreams, there's an artist named Salvador Dali, who I've been a fan of. I actually started learning more about him sometime last year. He's a surrealist painter. So it's Dali inspired, Dreams inspired, and then also too, just like all the emotions that make us human. those are like the key things that kind of inspired the song. And I wanted to kind of make something that felt dreamlike, you know, because I love, you know, fantasy films and magical films and movies. And yeah, magic. So some of those things kind of inspired China Blue. And I just wanted to kind of show a sense of maturity with my music, you know, compared to some of the earlier songs I put out a few years ago.
Definitely has some dreamlike qualities. It's very, it kind of hypnotizes you. The more you listen to it, it kind of takes you into that kind of a chill state.
You know, I'm. It's cool to hear that because I, after reflecting, you know, for the past few years and understanding the music business, and honestly, man, just being, you know, just a little stressed in the sense of like not knowing where I want to go musically and not knowing who I am as an artist, as a person and an artist, was difficult for a little bit of time. I kind of struggled after putting out my neighborhood EP in 2017. Mm-hmm. I kind of struggled a little bit after that because, I was putting out some music that this is my first batch of songs too. And so, you know, some of these songs were written probably 2014, 2015. So I was still growing, you know, I just turned 30 last year. And being in my mid-20s, I thought I kind of had a grasp for everything. And I'm realizing now that I didn't. And so with my neighborhood, those were songs I always appreciate. And when I put that out in 2017 in May, you know, things went great. Did a release show and then had a chance to be on the bill for Life is Beautiful that year. And everything that you were was really awesome and fantastic, and got to travel a little bit with that. But shortly after that, man, I just kind of felt lost. I kind of felt lost and stuck. And from that time till now, I've just done a lot of reflecting, you know, understanding how the business works, but also understanding who I am, you know, and I wanted to kind of put all of those emotions and feeling through the music, you know, because I'm a chill person. I feel like I'm a chill person, and I think there was a battle between I haven't really done dance music or anything that's kind of upbeat, and it's almost, I guess, me playing around different casinos in town. You know, they're not really fans of keeping it chill. And so, right. You know, I've had management come up and talk to me at times, different places. And I understand, you know, it's not personal. I understand, you know, they'll come up to me and say, hey, man, can you kick it up a little bit? And so some of those things came into play. And I was wondering, and it made me think about my own music. And it made me think about, well, like, oh, man, are people not, you know, really vibing with just kind of chill, you know, music? Should I kick it up a bit too with my own stuff? And yeah, man, just doing a lot of reflecting, and you know, those things played a big role. But I'm at a point now where I'm at peace, you know, with a lot of stuff. And if I make a dance record later on, you know, so be it. You know, I'm just understanding myself a whole lot better now than I once did.
Yeah, sounds like you've been through a lot of personal growth, but also just like maturing as an artist, right? Like this is kind of the process of becoming an artist and incorporating different influences and kind of establishing that artist identity, I suppose.
Yeah, man. And then just being happy with what I make at the end of the day and not necessarily giving too much thought into like the idea or the business aspect of it, or like how it has to be a certain way. Because I, you know, some of my favorite artists that have, you know, inspired me to just continue to like evolve has been, you know, artists like Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Prince, you know, Marvin Gaye. Like, though you take a look at those guys' careers and they've all evolved, they, you know, they didn't stay the same the whole way through. And that was inspiring to see from them. And so it made me a lot more at ease. It made me feel at ease. Like, yeah, it's okay to grow up. It's okay to evolve. And it's okay to put that through your art. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, I mean, like I said, people recognize you in the local music scene and that you have a particular style, and you're probably one of the strongest voices in terms of soul music and R&B. Mm-hmm. I think people think of your name and associate you with that kind of sound. Mm-hmm. But genre can be restricting too, right? Like you, I'm sure you want to explore deeper within those genres. You love that music, but you don't want those things to hold you back from wherever you want to go next.
Right. You know, in some of those moments of reflection, I was thinking about that too. I was like, oh man, did I put myself in a box? Like, do I have to make this one style of music? You know, and that was something that was eating away at me for a long time. And then I realized, I was like, dude, you can just do whatever you want to do. I know it's like, it's as simple as that, but sometimes we make things complicated and a lot harder than they really are. You know, even with today's music, I think somebody that does a great example of that has been Bruno Mars. I think he's done, for anybody that's followed him, you know, from the start, this guy's evolved as well. And I think he has some of the same issues too. It's like just the business, because the business aspect kind of teaches us, like, what's your identity? You know, what box are you in? And so trying to navigate through that and understand, like, yeah, man, it's okay if you don't have to make one style of music. Because honestly, man, I love listening to, like, everything. I really do enjoy, like, of different genres, you know, anywhere from, you know, Frank Sinatra to Rage Against the Machine to Tupac to Bob Marley to the Beatles, to the Bee Gees, to Nat King Cole, you know, to KRS-One, like just, you know, all over, you know, Gorillaz, Muse, you know, I truly do love all kinds of music, and I didn't want to put myself in a box, and I just wanted to be free. And I think that was, you know, talking to you right now and even just going through that process again, I just wanted to be free. You know, everything that has led up to now has just been me finding my own freedom through my art.
How challenging has it been for you to kind of maintain your creative flow and find some inspiration under these bizarre lockdown circumstances? We were talking earlier about cleaning our houses and stuff, and it seems like there's some people are, you know, being very productive and other people are struggling a bit more. So, but musically, how has this been for you so far?
Oh, for me, man, it's been great. It's been great because now I have, now I have the time to make things priority. You know, there's been a few songs that I've put off for a little while and haven't made it a priority to finish. And so now with, you know, the lockdown happening, I get a chance to explore those songs and finish those tunes. I get a chance to kind of go back to my old stuff and kind of see if I can revamp some things. And then in the process of doing that, I recently picked up the bass guitar. Now I play bass. I'm not Marcus Miller or anything or Flea, but you know, I pick up the bass guitar. I started playing with Sonia Barcelona, and it's been fun, dude. Like, it's been, in a weird way, it's been a blessing to have this downtime, because now I get to revisit and prioritize the things that I've been putting off for a while with music, And so overall, it's been really, really good, man.
That's good to hear. Are we going to get some more new stuff coming out soon?
Yes. Yeah, working on some new stuff right now. Probably I'm aiming to have something up by maybe June, sometime in June. Or, you know, who knows, maybe May. You know, I'm...
Well, hey, man, it's always cool to check in with you and to have this discussion. What else do you want to say to anybody out there who follows you and probably can't wait to see you on stage again sometime soon?
Man, to everybody listening who's a fan of mine, I just want to say thank you. And I deeply appreciate the love and support. And I just appreciate the fact that they're along on the ride with me to see the evolution, to see the change, and not only in my humanness, but in my art as well. So to the fans out there, man, like, I appreciate them. Truly love the support, for real.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sun on the Strip. You can get more of these conversations by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can also visit lasvegassun.com/podcasts. Thanks again. Have a great week.